Thank you for joining us on this day that the Lord has given us, and I'm going to open it up in prayer and move the call forward. Good morning, Father God. We thank you for this call. We know that you are in the business of miracles. Father, we ask you to touch anyone that has any infirmities in their body. We ask you to keep them covered, Father. We ask you to allow them to know that you are there. You are the master. Father God, we ask you to touch the speaker that's going to come forth and that we have an open mind to get enriched, enhanced, and empowered. And Father, we just so appreciate you for just being who you are, the great I am. And I say in our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. And I will move the call forward. Host, are you out there? Good morning. Our host, are you out there?
Can you hear me, Minister?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear two of you. Now, is that the host?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we so appreciate you getting up early in the morning to join us on this call. I would like to give you a little background information on this call. This call was founded by our two wonderful and dedicated co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon in 2010. We thank God that they were obedient and said yes to his call, answering him when he called to start this call and to start our day with a word from on high. We want to give God thanks for this call. Our theme, I'm sorry, I'm having a few difficulties right now. I'll just try to proceed on as best as I can. But I thank God for this call. I thank God for the founders, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Our call was founded on Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning. You have answered our prayers. And there is a website where you can go in where all of our information has been archived. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And all of our speakers, bios, as well as every message that has been delivered on that call since October 10 has been archived, so you can always receive a word from the Lord. And our theme this year, that through me, that miracle signs and wonders will be seen. And if you have a prayer request, a praise report, and you'd like to be a part of this great, great ministry, you can go to our website. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And give them your information, and Minister Brenda Terrell, our Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will be glad to get back in touch with you. So if you have felt that God has given you a word, please go to that website. Or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please download your prayer request and praise report, and we will continue to pray. We have a wonderful speaker that's coming forth this morning to deliver the word of God. And we're going to go ahead and get to that speaker, and I'll give you more information at the end of this call. More announcements at the end of this call. But right now, I'm going to bring the speaker forward. And that speaker is no stranger to this call. Our speaker is no stranger. She's one of the co-founders of this call. She's a dedicated woman of God. She is a strong woman. She is a virtuous woman. She has proved that she loves the Lord and that through him, all things are possible. That she can do all things. Even with the passing of her husband, she continues to minister, go out traveling, ministering to those, the hurting souls. She is a wonderful, wonderful woman of God that loves God and loves his people. And that is none other than our own co-founder, Pastor P.K. Roberts. And when she finishes, I will give you more announcements concerning this call. Pastor P.K., are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
God bless you, my dear. Thank you so much for what you do for the team, and I thank God that you're a person who pushes on through adversity and challenges. That's what life is all about, living a successful life. We just can't stop when things don't go our way and the way we would choose them to do. We just what? Press on through. We press on through. And talk about a press. I've been in a press this weekend. This was the second anniversary. June the 7th was the second anniversary of Babes in my marriage. And I tell you, good God of mercy, but here I am. I'm standing. The devil is a liar. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We give you the glory and the honor because you are God and you are God alone. Without you, we could do nothing, but with you, God, all things are possible. We stand here, God, on your word, decreeing, declaring that we will be all that you will have us to be. We will affirm who we are in you each and every day. I thank you that I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise, saved and sanctified with a mind to go forth, living a life for you. So we thank you now, God, have your way. Speak to your people today as only you can in Jesus' name. And we commit ourselves to you to be used by you the more. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. Every now and then you just have to stop and say, ha, 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 glory be to God. Do what you know to do. And when I don't know what else to do, I stand still and pray. I just stand still and pray. And sometimes in the standing still, the standing alone is the victory. The standing alone is the victory. This morning I do honor, and I'm going to take time to do this. I do love up on our praise team. Thank God for Minister Tiffany and being obedient in God to call, who called her to this time of praise and worship early in the morning. Before we get on to do our prayer, and I'm so thankful that Sister Sharon, Minister Sharon, said, yes, I will help as well. And so I tell you to glory, to God be the glory. Lord, we lift your name on high. Yes, we do. We do that this morning. And Minister Bonita, this is a miracle-making Monday. Yeah, it is. We are decreeing and declaring that the miracles from God, we will recognize, we won't be moving so fast, but we will recognize the miracles from the Lord this morning. We thank God for that. I thank God for my sister and my, I tell you, we hooked at the heart, the hip, and I say, Lord, I thank you that she has the brain and the stamina to just go forth and do what is necessary, and then she has the spirit to ground her and ground us. And so I'm so grateful to my own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So this morning, you all, let me just testify a minute about the weekend, and then we're going to give you what thus says the Lord. I'm still dealing with the why issue. Why me, Lord? Why? And I'm so glad the more I deal with it, the more he lets me know I'm big and bad enough to answer each and every one of your questions as you bring them to me. And God is that kind of God. Isn't it wonderful that we serve a God who is absolutely powerful, a God who is omnipotent, a God who is omniscient, an all-knowing God. He already knows what it is that we are going through. He just wants us to know. So in order for us to know, we have to go in and say and ask and be there. And so I thank God that we were able, first of all, on this weekend to end our 10-day fast. The quarterly 10-day fast ended this week. If you want to pick up again today and go a little farther, we're walking there with you. We thank God for the fast. I said, God, when you say that there are some things that come out only through prayer and fasting, I mean, that is a word that is made flesh right here and dwells among us. And so, I said, God, I thank you. I thank you for each and every person. And now I'm asking each and every one of you, if you would just give us a testimony. I'm going to not have a call. If you could just text us a testimony or email us a testimony, just one. Major thing, very specific. My toe was hurting, and after the fast, it hurts no more. Whatever it is, but let it be specific. Not that it was, I was praying for it to never rain again, and it didn't rain this weekend. Come on. Let's be specific about what we are asking God for and the answers that we're receiving from the Lord, okay? On this weekend, I was called to come and be the speaker at our Kavir, which is a financial program. The AMG team was meeting there in Fort Lauderdale. And as you all know, those of you who have been following my story, that is where I was when I got the call that my husband had had the accident. I was to fly on Friday. And when I got there Friday, they told me that my ticket was on Thursday. I'd already missed it. I said, all righty. Friday was that day. And I, you know, wanted to psychoanalyze myself. What in the world is going on? And that sort of thing. And I had to sell myself in, you all. Sometimes we have to sell ourselves down and realize that whatever is going on with us is because it is supposed to be going on with us right then. We say that all things work together, not some things. I had to work that thing this weekend. All things, PK, everything, including the fact that I walk into the same hotel that we were in last year this time and went into the same room. Didn't know I was in the same room until I woke up the next day, walked into it that night. Around 11 o'clock that night, because I told you I missed my flight, had to catch a later flight out. So I was good and tired after being up from 4 o'clock that morning, getting ready to leave early that morning, and did not leave until late that night. Well, listen, you guys, I'm so happy to know that it doesn't matter. Eee, glory. If we descend into the belly of hell, God is there. We can ascend into the heavens, God's there. God is everywhere. God is a God who will never leave nor forsake his children. Believe me, I know what I'm saying. God is a God who loves us so much that our little peanut brains can't even comprehend the keeping power that he has over our lives. The different experiences that I'm having as I'm going through this thing is letting me know and letting me see the handiwork of God over and over and over again. And so this weekend, I preached a message from Isaiah 43, beginning with the 15th verse. And as you already know, this is my favorite word in the whole Bible. This is it. This is it for me. And the scripture is, I am the Lord, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, Isaiah 43:15, your King, PK, I am the Lord, I am the Lord, I am the Lord. I make a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters. Do not remember the former things, Lord, that's so hard. Nor consider the things of old that is super hard. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing in you. Now it shall bring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Man, that's a bad God, isn't it bad? So my question to you, my sermon was, I am doing a brand spanking new thing in you. That was my subject. I'm doing a brand spanking, coming straight from Mississippi, brand spanking new thing in you. Can you not see it? Why? Because I'm the Lord. I can do all things. So my question to you this morning is, are you ready for God to do that new thing in your life? Are you ready to behold his power, his love, and his grace? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? You see, when we have experienced something, we want to say, do it again, God. Do that thing again. I love it. Man, I get a plate of collard greens and cornbread and eat a little bit, and I said, oh, man, I need to go back and get some more. I need to get that. I need to do that thing again. That is good. That is delicious. I love it. I love, love, love it. But I'm doing food because all of us love food. Most of us do. I don't know too many people who don't. Every now and then, God will allow me to run into somebody who said, I don't like to eat, and I thank God I don't run into them often because they make me feel like I'm crazy because, man, I like me some food, some collard greens, cornbread with some turkey wings in it. I can sit down and I'm good to go. Well, that I know, that I already have experienced, that I can really enjoy. But you put a plate of calamari, I don't really know it, don't like it, don't, you know, put me a plate of something that I have not experienced before in front of me, and I'm looking at it, I'm smelling it, I'm feeling it, I'm touching it, I'm moving it around, I'm looking at it, I'm saying, what is that? Where did it come from? How? No, not by faith am I going to open my mouth and put it in. Let me just taste a little bit let me just taste it just a little bit. Maybe I will like it. What am I explaining to you right now, hopefully vividly enough for you to see? When God does something new for you, you haven't seen it before. You haven't tasted it. You haven't smelt it. You don't know what this thing is. You haven't seen this thing. God says, because I am your God. Because I am the Holy One, because I am your Creator, because I am your King, you say that you love me. I am telling you, I am doing a brand spanking new thing in you, a spanking brand new thing in you that you have not seen before. Glory, you've not experienced it before. You haven't smelt it. You haven't tasted it. You don't know what this thing is that you are looking at, but it's a brand new thing. What do we do, Lord? What do we do? Dr. PK, I don't know that. That doesn't look good. I don't know if I want to put that on. I don't know if I want to step over into it. Let me make a it. Let me take that it and put a name on it. Let me help you with it just a little bit more. Sister Charlie Lewis, you keep jumping up in my spirit this morning. You keep jumping up in my spirit. From the time I got up this morning, you've been jumping in my spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know her. Do whatever it is that she needs done. But right now, the Lord says that I am bringing some new people for you to talk to. These are people that you've never talked to on a caliber and a level that you've never talked to them before. I want you to step out and talk to them and tell them what thus said the Lord, for they need to hear what you have to say. High glory to God. God will bring some new people into your life, and you will look at them and say, God, is this? Who is this? What do you want? You already know. You already have the message. Go forth and do what you know to do. This weekend, I'm standing. I was brought up before the room to acknowledge the fact that my husband, who was there last year, and you know, whenever he walks in the room, he made himself known just by walking in the door. He was 6'3". And so not only was he 6'3", but he was a good-looking 6'3", and well-dressed 6'3". So when he walked in the door, of course, everybody, and then when he opened his mouth, he always had something so good to say and encouraging. So they were acknowledging the fact that he was not there and wanted to bring me up, and they brought me up and gave me gifts and did all kind of things and everything. And as I was getting ready to sit down, then the leadership team, the president and everybody says, well, we just want you all to know that our spiritual advisor has moved on, and God has told us that Dr. PK is going to be our faith ambassador, and we are so thankful that she has been our guide. She's the one who told us, and I did, Lord God, if you tell me to tell somebody, I will. I tell them just what you said. And I gave a prophecy to the president and to his fiance, and God knows it has shifted them and shifted their lives in such a way and in such a manner that God is doing over-the-top thing with them. And so I said, okay, Lord, okay, all righty. Well, here we go. Faith ambassador for that team, don't know it. I know it for artists. I know my family over here. I know all of that. But I'm just here helping out. I'm here assisting. I'm here doing what I think that you would have me to do. But now for me to be, yeah, that's how we act. We want to say, no, this is not what I want. This is not what I thought. This is not, I don't know what this is going to, I flat out don't know what this is going to look like. You know why? Because it is with a different group of people, but the basics of it is the same. The basics of you talking to people, Miss Charlie, is the same. You know how to do that. The basics of what these products and everything's about, you already know. You can do that. The basics of being an ambassador and a faith leader, I already know. But the thing that is different in the equation is the people. And whenever we think about it, God created us all. He created the ones that he's giving you advice to talk to, and you being too scared to talk to him. So I come now, and I come against the spirit of fear that exists in any of us, including myself, the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear, I come against it in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus to break it at his back now. In Jesus' name, against everybody, loosen your tongues so that you can talk to people and bless people with the message and the testimony that he has given you so that their lives can be changed. Hallelujah. I come today breaking the spirit of lack. I break the back of the spirit of lack in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that we shall be the people that walk in the place of prosperity, living a life that is pleasing in the sight of God, doing those things that will bring him glory and blessing his people. Lord, have mercy. I got all way off my message. We have seen a lot of places in the Bible where it tells us to behold, notice that word, behold, I am doing a new thing in you. Good God of mercy, I'm doing a new thing in you. I love this word, you all, because it means that we stand in awe and we are totally amazed. That's what God does. He blows our little peanut brain that thinks we know. We don't know jack when it comes to God. We just scratching at it when it comes to God. I didn't even say you scratched it. You just scratching at it when it comes to God until he gives you the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. The Bible is filled with the beholds, from the parting of the Red Sea to the destruction of the walls of Jericho, to the rising of Lazarus from the grave, to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are all given the opportunity over and over and over, somebody ought to say it over again, to behold the goodness of God. God is so good that he's not just good today. He's good. He's good, and he's better than good. To behold the majesty of God. He's a majestic God. Good God of mercy, and when he moves, you know that he's moved. To behold the love of God, to love us in the midst of all of our mess. To behold the power of God. God is God, you all, and he wants us to stop, see, and know that he's God, and that when we not go on our own strength and power and go in his power, we are already victorious. We are already successful. We are already prosperous. We are already where he would have us to be. Yes, ma'am, I hear you, Doc. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I know it's my time. I'm coming through. I'm bringing it on in. I'm going to bring it in with just one more thing. Let me say this to you. It's a word that God gave me, Lord Jesus, this weekend that helped me along the way. Every now and then, we all need to know that God has just a word, a new word, that will lift you and make you understand that I am your God. I will never leave nor forsaken you. It doesn't matter how weak you are. Goodness and mercy shall follow you. God is good and he's merciful. And it's going to follow me all the days of my life. I keep going right there too. Why? Because I'm walking this road physically by myself, look like. But hallelujah, spiritually, God says he's never going to leave me. Write this down. This is what I want you to repeat as your mantra for today, as your affirmation, as your confirmation, whatever mission you want it to be. There is a miracle. That's why I wanted to love up on you a little bit, Benita, with that miracle making Monday. There is a miracle in motion that is about to be manifested in your life this week. There is a miracle in motion. It means it's moving towards you right now. It's moving. It's on the move. It's coming at you. Get ready for it. Expect it. Be ready for it. It's going to be brand new. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. There is a miracle, God told me this week, huh? In motion that is about to be manifested in your life. When it comes, let everybody know. Open your mouth. Testify. Tell the goodness of God, because he wants you to know that this is your time to move forth and do great things in him. Minister Jackie, come back and close us out this morning. I did not finish. I just have to quit. The time ran out on me. I had so much to say. Still got a lot more to say, but got to show, got to close it, got to close it. Minister Jackie, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Close us out.
Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. See, God knows what he's doing. He needed time to get this word out to you this morning. So remember, immediately following this call is a new morning motivational call where Pastor Vanessa will be hosting and our own Pastor Everett Thomas will be delivering the message. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the pin is 294-617#. And if you'd like to hear this message again, and I'm sure that you will, you can go back, and the playback for this call is 712-432-1085, and the pin is 957-677#. Again, 712-432-1085, and the pin is 957-677#. And Lord, we give you all honor, all praises, and all glory to you in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. So remember to join us immediately following this call on the new morning motivational call. And again, that number is 712-770-4005, 294-617#. We want to thank all the leaders that came before me to greet you, Minister Benita and Minister Tiffany and Minister Sharon, for opening us up and setting the atmosphere with your praise and worship, and Dr. P.K. Roberts We really want to thank you for allowing God to use you to send that message down from on high directly to us. And I receive that message. I am truly believing that there is a miracle in motion that is about to be manifested in my life. So with that, I'd like to bring back Pastor PK to close us out in prayer.
Praise God. Thank you so very much. Now, God, we ask that your super fantastic, supernatural, super abundant blessings will just run us down and overtake us this week as that miracle in motion is being manifested this week, that the testimonies will be so great as a result of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Go out and have a super fantastic week, my friend, and we'll hear you back on this call in the morning. God bless you. Bye-bye.